Don't move unless you have to. Stand stock still, and hope the Screamwings will pass by us and the Wag. The three formed a rough circle, standing back to back. Ryan faced the way he had come, the Sig Sauer held in a two-handed grip, barrel pointed upward. He waited for the first glimpse of the Screamwings. Several black shapes darted above the overgrowth, dipping and banking and diving. Ryan tried to keep them framed within his limited field of vision, but it was nearly impossible. The speed and maneuverability of the creatures was remarkable. Ryan stopped trying to follow their blindingly fast movements and concentrated only on staying as motionless as he could. Suddenly, a Screamwing landed on the upraised barrel of the Sig Sauer. The Screamwing was barely 6 inches long, though its wingspread was over 2 feet. It was scaled and clawed, with a wide mouth full of rows of serrated, pointed teeth. Leathery, talon-tipped wings whipped the air. Longer, curving claws were on the hind legs. A long tail lashed around the built-in baffle silencer as the creature sought to secure its perch. Unblinking eyes, like chips of cold obsidian, glared around. Ryan had seen any number of mutated animals in Deathlands, but he had never seen one that looked like predatory death stripped down to its bare essentials. He couldn't even guess at what pre-dark life form the Screamwing had sprung from. Perhaps the Screamwings were some species of hunting bird that had regressed to their reptilian roots. Like snakes, the Screamwings had no conventional organs of hearing, but relied on super-sensitive nervous systems to detect sound vibrations in the air and ground. The creature crouched there, turning its head jerkily back. Ryan saw its rear claws tear small scratches in the steel of the Sig Sauer. It took all of his willpower to hold the gun steady. He had no idea if a shriek from the thing would draw the flock to the clearing, or if it would decide to take an experimental bite out of his hand. The Screamwing opened and shut its jaws, looking almost evil. Suddenly, it launched itself from the barrel of the gun, the point of its tail brushing the patch over Ryan's left eye. It took all of the man's self-control not to flinch. Not too long ago, an accident had taken the sight from his good eye, and he'd been rendered completely blind. Though he had recovered his vision, he was still overly cautious about risking it again. Fortunately, the Screamwing showed no further interest in him. Ryan lowered his arms, trying to steady his nerves.
They're trying to batter their way into the Wag.
Since the Wag carried 3-inch-thick armor plates, he doubted the Screamwings could inflict much damage, but the vehicle's 6 tires were another matter. If they found they liked the taste of rubber, he and his friends would be stranded in the hills.
They may need our help.
Let's move.
Doc, take the point. Your blaster has a wider spread.
The three went as quickly but quietly as they dared through the underbrush, their eyes scanning the area all around and above. When they reached the perimeter of the brush, they sank to their knees.
Damn!
The surface of the Wag was covered in scaled black bodies. Though the engine had been silenced, the little predators had still zeroed in on the vehicle as the source of the vibrations. Another group swirled above it. JB had one of the shuttered gun ports open just enough to accommodate the barrel of his Uzi. Ryan unlimbered the 18-inch Panga at his waist as a Screamwing soared toward Doc, gliding on the air currents. Ryan sliced the creature in two with a single upward stroke. Drawn by the sound of pain, a clot of Screamwings detached themselves from the mass circling the Wag and flew towards Ryan, Doc, and Mildred. Doc aimed his Lama at the swarm. Deadly 18-gauge grapeshot ripped a huge hole through the swarm. Small bodies rained to the ground, blood and viscera spraying in all directions. The survivors swerved and rejoined the rest of the circling flock.
By the three Kennedys, Archaeopteryx, the earliest known ancestor of the modern bird.
That's what the Screamwings are.
Except the Archaeopteryx was believed to have feathers. These things are more reptile than bird.
Reptile or bird, Doc. They got us in a bastard fix.
Ryan quickly considered and discarded several plans. Even if he, Mildred, and Doc could brave their way through the gauntlet of deadly demons and get back inside the Wag intact, the single-minded predators might very well cling to it forever, or until they died of starvation. The only option seemed to be waiting them out, hoping the Screamwings would tire of trying to chew armor plating and seek out more palatable prey.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Look!
The Screamwings crawling over the surface of the Wag darted their heads to and fro. They looked like hounds sniffing the wind for a scent. all of the Screamwings flung themselves into the air. Like a cloud of black smoke, the flock rushed away, drawn toward the new noise.
Go! Go!
Wyatt got to his feet and ran to the wag, Mildred and Doc at his heels. Wyatt gazed down the long, flat ribbon of roadway. It stretched ahead, cutting through the foothills, then dropping across rolling plains. Less than an eighth of a mile ahead, a figure sat astride a motorcycle. Above it were dark, fluttering shapes, like bundles of dirty cloth unfolding and folding in the air.
Lucky break for us.
Pretty damn unlucky for somebody else. We drew those monsters out. Now that poor bastard is gonna pay for it.
The motorcycle toppled, throwing the rider to the road. The Screamwings covered the bike and made darting passes at the rider, who tried to crawl toward the vegetation. Ryan eyed the grade of the road.
Put us in neutral. Let's roll forward.
The wag slowly moved forward. Peering between the front seats, Ryan kept his eye on the rider, who was swatting and batting at the winged demons. Ryan picked out more details as the wag picked up speed. The rider was a man, and his long dark blonde hair was tied at his nape. He wore only cut-off jeans and a sleeveless denim jacket. He was bleeding from a score of fang and claw-inflicted lacerations.
JB, when we get abreast of that guy, just slow down. Don't stop.
What are you planning?
I'm going to get him inside. Give me those gloves and the blanket.
After slipping on the heavy work gloves and draping a blanket over his head and shoulders, Ryan crouched by the door, holding the handle.
I need both hands free. Keep me covered, Mildred.
Mildred moved directly behind Ryan, her checkmate target pistol held at the ready.
Almost there. Get ready.
Keep the door open and cracked. Keep the wag moving. I don't plan to be out there more than 30 seconds.
I'm touching the brakes.
The wag wasn't traveling more than 5 miles per hour. Ryan carefully leapt out of the vehicle and hit the turf running. The man was on the ground, trying to cover his face and protect his eyes. Three of the Screamwings were on top of his head, sinking teeth and claws into his scalp. He wasn't fighting back, and he appeared to be completely unarmed. The rest of the swarm was occupied with the idling motorcycle, or so Ryan hoped. Because of the blanket hooding his head, his peripheral vision was obstructed, but he had no idea if any of the Screamwings were turning their attention to him. Ryan recognized the sound of Mildred's revolver. Something limp landed on his right shoulder, then fell to the ground at his feet. Not bothering to look down, Ryan kept his eye on the blood-streaked man on the sandy soil. He reached in two long-legged bounds and snatched one of the little demons from the man's head. It came away clutching pieces of scalp and hanks of hair. It sank its teeth into the thick leather of Ryan's glove, and though the needle points didn't penetrate, Ryan felt the pinching pressure. He snapped its neck with his other hand. Ryan slapped another Screamwing from its perch on the man's head. Ryan got his hands under the man's arms, lifted, and heaved him up over his shoulder. Fortunately, the man didn't weigh much. In fact, he was downright scrawny. Securing a grip on a blood-slick wrist, Ryan ran back toward the wag, which had progressed only another 50 feet down the road. He loped across the shoulder of the road, ducking as several winged shapes swooped in front of him. The man draped over Ryan's shoulder suddenly stiffened as one of the Screamwings landed on him.
Bastard dude, he's eating my nuts!
There was nothing Ryan could do but try to quicken his pace. Even an expert marksman like Mildred would be hard-pressed to plug a target as small as the Screamwing perched between the man's legs, without the cure being worse than the disease. Christine Mildred slid the door open just as Ryan reached it. He bent over and hurled the man into the wag. The back of the man's head struck the metal, and the Screamwing, pressed beneath the body, crushed against the floor plates, clawed its way out between denim-clad thighs. Ryan leapt into the wag. The Screamwing took flight within the confined space of the wag. No one dared to trigger a weapon, but there was plenty of flailing about with gun barrels. Jack had to duck to avoid being brained by Doc's Lamar. Ryan managed to whip the blanket from his shoulders and fling it over the frantically fluttering creature. The weight dragged the Screamwing down to the floor plates. Finally, the lump beneath the blanket no longer stirred. Doc wadded up the cloth, rolling the remains of the Screamwing into a tight ball. Mildred had scooted over to examine the Screamwing's victim. His eyes were closed, his face streaked with blood.
Ooh, he's out of it. Between the pain, shock, and that impact to the head.
She reached over to tug out the first aid kit, stowed beneath the front passenger seat.
Can we start?